The annual storytelling dinner at Lutzen Resort, sponsored by the North Shore Commercial Fishing Museum, is scheduled for Friday, November 22nd at 6 p.m. The storytellers this year are Clint Maxwell from Beaver Bay and author and historian Tim Cochran from Grand Marais. Clint is a lifelong Lake Superior commercial fisherman and is known for his lively conversation style and great sense of humor. He has many stories of his own and knows a lot of the old stories. Tim Cochran is the superintendent of the Grand Portage National Monument, holds a PhD in history, and is the author of several books on local history. Tim is also a great storyteller and possesses a wonderfully dry sense of humor. The storytelling event is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Fishing Museum, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. Reservations can be made by calling Lutzen Resort directly at 663-7212. This is a popular event, so reserve early. Arrowhead Electric's annual Customer Appreciation Barbecue was held last week. Interim manager Joe Buttweiler said they usually have about 30 people at the event, but this year they had over 300 people, following the news that the new fiber optic broadband internet service was up and running at the Arrowhead headquarters. Joe said they briefly ran out of food, and they did run out of parking, and caused a minor traffic jam on Highway 61. Interest is running very high for the broadband internet service. Joe said that home hookups in the West End should start this winter, probably after the holidays. Like any other large construction project, it seems like it will never be done. But once it's up and running, we'll forget about all that, and it will seem like we've had it forever. For now, you can stop by Arrowhead Electric in Lutzen and try out the broadband on one of their two desktop computers in the lobby, or connect your own device by Wi-Fi. The 23rd annual Bluegrass Masters Weekend is coming up at Lutzen Resort, starting on Friday, November 1st, and running through Sunday, November 3rd. This amazing event seems to be under the radar of most local folks, but I highly recommend stopping by to check it out. This year, Grammy-winning fiddler Jim Van Cleve and a few of his friends will be teaching workshops, jamming all weekend, and presenting a concert in the ballroom on Saturday night. Van Cleve is one of America's most respected fiddlers and has recorded with the likes of Johnny Cash, Vince Gill, Merle Haggard, Alison Krauss, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, and the list goes on and on. What the weekend is really about, though, is the gathering of amateur and professional bluegrass musicians from all around the Midwestern U.S. and Canada. From Friday through Sunday, at all hours of the day and night, Lutzen Resort is alive with music, as musicians gather in the lobby, conference rooms, and hallways in lively jam sessions. If you stop by the resort, you can wander from jam to jam, enjoying an incredibly high level of musicianship. Listening is always free, and I guarantee you'll be surprised at how these folks can improvise great music at the drop of a hat. If you're a musician, you can sign up for one of the many formal workshops, or you can learn from all the music going on around you. Even the famous performers join in the jamming, and everyone is very friendly about sharing their knowledge. It's amazing that this world-class musical event happens every year right under our noses, and most West Enders have no idea. My daughter, Claire Hansen, had an amazing coincidence this week. Claire is in graduate school at the University of Montana in Missoula. For some reason, she's going to be driving a university van soon, so she was required to take the official State of Montana 3-hour defensive driving course. She arrived at the class and picked up the instruction booklet from the table by the door. The instructor began the class by asking the participants to think about 5 people in their lives that they love the most, and pretend that those 5 people are in the vehicle every time they drive. He asked them to open their booklets and write down the names of their 5 loved ones. Claire flipped open the book and was astounded to see a picture of herself, her mom, and 4 Sawbill crew members from the 2007 season. Her first thought was that the instructor had somehow managed to personalize the booklet for each student. At that moment, the instructor turned on his PowerPoint projector, and there was the same picture splashed across the screen at the front of the room. At the first break, Claire approached the instructor and told him that the picture was of her, her mother, and four very close friends. He was surprised and a bit flustered. He said he had authored the booklet several years ago and had just searched the internet for happy people in Google Images to find the picture, which came originally from the Sawbill website. Several of the students, including Claire, are law students, so the fact that the picture is copyrighted came up pretty quickly. The instructor immediately, and a little guiltily, asked for permission to use the picture. Claire granted permission because she knew it would make a good story, and she's happy that her image comes up when you Google happy people on the internet. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.